Oh my God. This is recorded podcast.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry. We back now.
Baby.
Oh, this shit feels so good.
I took a half and she took the whole thing slow.
I appreciate you for listening right now, but we gonna have a good time.
We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost.
This is recorded podcast. I really thank you for joining us. Let's fucking go. Hold up.
Where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
Where?
Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react.
Okay.
Been waking up in the crib, but sometimes I don't even.
It's okay to get your fucking dance on right now. It's okay to catch a vibe right now. This is recorded, it's back, motherfucker. Let's get it. What?
They saying Drizzy just snapped. This in between us is not like a store. This isn't a
This is recorded podcast, man. Thank you for joining us. We about to get into it.
I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last damn bad.
This is recorded. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry. Let's get it. Baby.
I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down.
Drake still ain't take the whole pill yet. Baby.
We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town.
Baby, this is recorded.
Where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
This is recorded podcast. That was Drake featuring Lil Durk, Laugh Now, Cry Later. Definitely a banger. That shit was a no-brainer. It was an easy layup for Drake, man. Shout out to Lil Durk. Shout out to Chicago. I hope everybody, you know, stay safe and get their stuff together. But they was raised different, so we just gotta keep the young men and women in Chicago in our prayers, man. This is recorded podcast. We back, man. I couldn't find nobody to record with me, but I love this podcast shit, so I said, fuck it, we gonna do it on our own, man. We gonna make this thing go. Everybody busy, everybody dealing with their own shit and corona today. You know, free time is free time, but man, this is my release. This is my therapy. This is a recorded podcast. I thank you for listening. Also, check out that August 4th photography. August 4, the number 4, TH photography. Figure out how to spell it, .com. Or AUG 4th photography on Instagram. AUG 4TH photography on Instagram. Check out for the little girl. That's my niece. That's like one of the first pictures I took. So special, man. I like to keep that avi up. Shout out to G Merrick. That's G-M-E-R-I-Q. For everybody that checked out the video, man, Proven Freestyle. We shot that, man. We ain't know what we was doing. We just said, fuck it. We gonna go out there and make magic. And it's so crazy because we got somebody to join us, man. We was like, yo, it'd be crazy if we get a drone shot right at this Outkast mural. And guess what? We got a drone shot at the Outkast mural. It's so fucking amazing what you can accomplish when you just follow your dreams and follow your gut. Follow your soul, man, and just really want to get something done, man. And we did that. So I'd like to shout out G Merrick, man, for his hard work and dedication. Amazing lyricist, amazing beat picker. Amazing individual. Shout out to Rach. Shout out the whole family, man. So G Merrick, G-M-E-R-I-Q on Instagram. And playing right now. The Grateful Tape is streaming right now everywhere. Shout out to my whole family, man. Most importantly, the wife, man. Really holding me down through everything. Through the ups, down, good and bad, man. 7 years, August 4th. 7 years, that was August 4th, man, and, you know, seven means complete, I think, don't quote me on that, but, you know, it's just amazing to live, laugh, and grow with somebody, man. It's nothing more special than that, you know, other than, I guess, a love from a mother, a kid, something like that, but somebody that really end up being your best friend and somebody you can confide in, and, you know, I recommend that everybody do it when it's their time. If you don't feel like it's for you, it ain't for you, whatever, cool. But, you know, for me, I feel like ain't nobody meant to be in this world alone. And I really respect the people that wait before they just jump out there in a relationship and, you know, want to cheat and do that. I respect the people that might wait till they fucking 40. Just like, yo, I'm not settling down till I'm ready. I respect that, but for me, man, at a young age, I was always looking and yearning for love, you know, like, you know, my parents, you know, they had kids young, and, you know, I'm a teenage kid, I'm two teenagers, and my parents, you know, they had to do what they had to do, and they was trying to find themselves while trying to raise me. That ain't an easy task, man. So, you know, I just, you know, want to tell people, you know, work on your time. And even if you fuck up, you make a mistake, whatever you feel that mistake is, it's always time. As long as we breathe in this air in our lungs, we got another chance, we got another shot, we got another day to change that. And this is a recorded podcast. We back. Man, I'm going to call this one the flowers episode, man. I want to give flowers out to everybody. Shout out my bro in the quarantine, Mookie. Shout out my Aunt Raj. Shout out to Lil Duke, man. All the supporters, man. Kyrie's birthday was yesterday, man. Beautiful soul. But I really wanted to give some flowers out, man. Like, really, like, Drake, man. I mean, the first to start off the flowers. But, I mean, the dude been on top for so long. I've never seen a rain like this. I never really heard a Drake song that I thought was complete trash. Maybe I'm like, that's not for me at this time. But, like, every song the dude drops, I can see where he's going with it. So, it's just pretty amazing, man. And just his longevity, the relationships he keeps, it seems like he's pretty cool with everybody. It seems like a lot of people hate on him and don't like him for whatever reason. But he just continues to win. And he just continues to do what he wants to do. And, you know, he just really is amazing. You have to marvel. You can't tell me it ain't one Drake song that you don't like, man. You really can't. That's bullshit. But, hey, flowers to Drake. But for amazing run, amazing musician. I love that. Shout out to boy Drewski, comedian on Instagram. I don't know his social right now, but Drewski, y'all know what it is. He was in the video, Laugh Now, Cry Later. But, man, it's just amazing that Drake's run and, like, his touch with the younger artists and comedians and him just, like, you know, having an ear to the streets and knowing what the people like in this amazing run. Shout out his team, because nobody can do it by themselves. I'm slowly assembling a team myself. You know, a lot of people helped me with stuff. Shout out Sean, man. He helped me with how to end the podcast and, you know, different people always giving me pointers, man. I really appreciate the friends and family that help me all the time, constantly, to get better emotionally, physically, everything. But like I said, man, it's the flowers episode, so let's hold on. Let's give out some more flowers. It's okay to bounce.
Nigga, I'm the colonel of the motherfucking tank. Y'all have the big things, we have the big bank. Third world hunters with a soldier's
excitement. 10-year-old me was going crazy to this shit. You better believe it. I'm digging ditches.
If we pull a strike, commander in chief. If fools run up wrong, nigga, I'm knocking out some teeth.
I'm down here, slanging, rolling with these hustlers, trying to get
rid of you haters and you busters.
Stepping on,
cold,
breaking fools.
No, in the project,
what?
In the tango, breaking fools up, cause I'm a no limit soldier. Hey, these are salute. Dip, pass me the doja. Make them say,
Now, if you don't know, I hope you do know who that is. That is Percy Miller, known to the world as Master P. Where do I get started? Hopefully, y'all been watching the No Limit Chronicles and just really took in the greatness of Master P, the story of Master P, the businessman of Master P, the black man of Master P, the father of Master P, the just visionary and never quitting spirit, confidence, everything of Master P, man. Master P, let's just bring this shit in a nutshell, man. Master P grew up in New Orleans when New Orleans was fighting to be the murder capital, or probably was the murder capital from time to time when he was there. And he just knew, like, yo, this is not a life that I can really, really keep going. You know, he loved basketball and ended up playing in the league, by the way. Got drafted, played for Toronto and then worked out for the Hornets. Man, just watch the No Limit Chronicles. But anyway, Master P just knew basically that New Orleans is not going to pan out well for him. He knew that he's either going to be dead or in jail. So what'd he do? packed his family up, moved to California. His wife knew some people in Richmond, California. And, you know, I think it was while he was in New Orleans, well, in California, his brother died. So, from the streets, you know. And it was some weird, crazy shit. I watched Silk the Shocker, his brother, on Vlad. And he was saying that they set him up, like, sat him in a car, was driving, and shot him in the head a few times. Like, on some crazy execution-style shit. But anyway, after that happened, Master P was like, this is crazy. So he told most of his family, like, hey, man, get out of New Orleans. Come to me with Richmond. He had a record store. He tried to grind out that record store. And he realized, like, hey, people, you know, he wanted product more than making music. But he said, like, you know, it works better if he make music. And people told him his music was trash. And he was kind of caught up in the streets a little bit while making music. And he would just had a vision for himself. What I also thought was amazing, and I think a lot of people should do, is that he had plaques up in his house already, like he had gold and platinum albums framed of him with the cassettes and everything, because he was a visionary and he willed that shit, that he was going to make it, that he was going to be great. He willed it into existence until it really became reality. And not only was he a smart man, he turned down a $1 million deal while he was broke. For everybody, I've seen this quote, and it's very true. Never do a deal while you're desperate. Be smart and ready. No matter how fucked up you are, never do a deal when you're desperate. But even if you do that between you and God, you figure it out. Anyway, man, Master P was like, yo, I want to get some real advice for somebody that knows what they're doing. So what do? Reach out to Michael Jackson lawyer. Guess how much it was to meet him? Like $25,000. Just to talk to him, about $25,000. But you know what that $25,000 turned into? $250, $300 million. Always remember, you got to invest in yourself to be great. Sometimes you got to spend. Sometimes you got to work for free. Sometimes you got to not sleep. Sometimes, you know, you got to get that sacrifice, whatever that is. You got to work hard. And that's why Nipsey Hussle, Jay-Z, all the greats, the genius thing is they never quit. It wasn't that they was better at the time. It wasn't that they had all this money. It's just that they would never quit. And for Master P, he just never quit. Many people told him. He was in California rapping like a country dude. He had these terrible videos and this and that. He never cared. He sat down, had a meeting with Michael Jackson lawyer. He said, you want to do a distribution deal where people just basically get your shit in the store, but you have to market, you have to promote, you have to get people to fuck with you. What'd he do? Have homeless people wear his shirts. What'd he do? Go to different hoods, see the drug deals with the nice cars. He just had this vision. So Master P gets a record deal that is unheard of, a 85-15 split. He gets 85% of all his music. The record company gets 15%. He owns all his masters. He goes on to do all these major things. You already know. No Limit Records. He does movies. He does... I think he had a porn hotline, sex call hotline. He had so much shit. But what he had more than anything was integrity as a man. He had Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg came over from Death Row. Tupac died. Rest in peace, Tupac and Biggie. So he had Snoop Dogg when Snoop Dogg was kind of down and out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't looking good. They was trying to kill him from Death Row. People was trying to kill him and shit like that. And Snoop. Master P took Snoop in. Snoop wanted to name his album Fuck Death Row. And Master P was like, nah, let's not do that. Why is it that every time we beef with business, we go at the next black man? We don't never go at the Jimmy Iovines. We don't never go at the Lior Cohens. We don't never go at these guys. We go at the other black man. He said, nah, we don't do that over here, Snoop. We gonna let him, God, deal with him. We're going to do business with him to get you out your contract, and we're going to keep going. We can't worry about that. Master P deserves his flowers, man. I took the long route to say that. Master P would overpay people. He would get you a house. He would set you up. Snoop was going to give a verse for like $3,500. Master P put another zero on that thing, about $35,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really was just like, yo, an amazing guy, amazing talent. And you know what? In my studies, I thought about that. I said, why does Uncle Luke not get talked about that? He fought for us to even curse and do all kind of shit on the radio because they were trying to get him out of here. Do your research. It was trying to get us to not be able to curse and say whatever we want. The freedom of speech wasn't the freedom of speech because they took Luke to court, and Luke spent a lot of money and time fighting for us. He don't get talked about like that. He was smart. He did smart business deals and never was really signed and stuff like that. Master P had the best split ever in the history of the music game. He don't get talked about like that. But I'm here for flowers, man. We gave Drake flowers earlier. All my family, loved ones, I give y'all flowers, man. Uncle Luke, flowers. But Master P really, really deserves his flowers, man. He took business courses just to learn business. Didn't need a degree. He just needed to sharpen his mind in certain areas. And just the vision of, like, maybe you don't fuck with it, but I'll find people to fuck with it. And for him not holding people to slave contracts and stuff like that, he signed you to what he signed you to and let you go. He could have kept Snoop. You know, Snoop is the biggest world-known star for all age groups. I know Drake is a huge star around the world, but Snoop is bigger to me. He is known by everybody, man. So, but I was just really, man, after watching that No Limit Chronicles, not always heard people speak highly of Master P, but Master P don't really get his flowers. But on This Is Recorded, Master P, Uncle Luke, all the black greats that don't get talked about, you get your flowers, brother. Thank you. Thank you for paving the way for a lot of us to just be happy, be proud. And he was unapologetically black. He didn't give a fuck. He had gold teeth, all kind of shit. He made sure we being true to ourselves. He know I can sell us. Same as Nipsey Hussle. Same as a lot of the greats. He said, I seen a video. He introduced himself to many people. Nipsey Hussle, I'm saying. I'm Nip Hussle. I'm from 60s. Rolling 60 Crips. Where a lot of people were like, yo, don't do that. No. He did what he wanted to do. He was proud of where he was from. And he showed love. And he showed the hood that you can do it another way. These kings, man. These kings. I know as many. The Wayans family. The Wayans family had Jennifer Lopez, Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, Tommy Davidson. All of the Wayans, they could have signed all of their brothers and all these different people I'm telling you about to slave contracts and get money off them for the rest of their lives. They didn't do that. We have to uplift our black kings and queens, man. We have to, you know, Beyonce, Black is King. A lot of people don't talk about that, but she dedicated that whole fucking album and visual album to Africa and the beauty of Africa and dances and everything. But we don't talk about that. We got to change that, man. I'm here on This Is Recorded podcast saying, man, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you, man. I had to work out to some African music today, man, and just really get into it. I heard Burna Boy album is amazing. We just got to celebrate our kings and queens and just thank everybody for paving the way for us and doing things unselfishly. I know Jay-Z has like the Annie sample. He bought it, so any rapper that want to use it could go through him, but it's just like it's free from headaches from getting samples clear, because that's bullshit. But flowers, man. I dedicate that to Master P, man. Flowers. Thank you, Mr. Percy Miller. We love you as Master P. August 15th, 1985, a king was born. Hermes, God will rise. Rest in peace, Nip Hussle.
Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's time. I got to you that money. My dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew?
August 15th, 1985, a king was born. Nipsey Hussle. Man, he just really laid the blueprint for my life and many people's lives. The marathon continues. August 15th, 1987, a king was born. I was born, man. I was born to teenage parents, like I said before, that probably didn't know what they was doing, but they did the best with what they knew how to do. Nipsey Hussle, man, it's just like it could go on and on and on for days. But I think what I really want to hit on is the marathon of life continues. We get down, we get out. I'm sure this is no facts, but I hear about it. Rest in peace to Jazz Fly. Rest in peace to a lot of people that we don't know. And a lot of people are taking their lives because what's going on in the world between racial injustice and COVID-19 and all kind of shit, it's rough for a lot of people. Call your people. Check on your people. That strong friend, that person that always check on you, just text them. Just text them. Say, hey, man, you okay? You good? Tell them what they mean to you in their life. Send them a random text. Greet them first and just go on to tell them how much they mean to you in their life. Do that today. Pause this shit and do that now. It's very important. It's a lot of stressful things going on. I've been going through a lot in the quarantine, and it just feels different because I'm not used to doing my normal everyday thing. So it hits harder. It hits different. And I'm so thankful for my wife and people around me that keep me encouraged. Lil Duke, man, Mr. Richard, like, man, my brother and family, a lot of people, man, just even reconnecting my aunt. Rise, doing a lot of things. It's just like, it's amazing, man. But the marathon continuing. The marathon, you start out, you got all these high hopes. You get a little tired. Then you get your win. Then you get a little tired. Then you still got 15 miles to go when you're thinking you almost done. But the marathon continues. Nipsey also preached about consistency. Never giving up. Always learning. Try something, even when people make fun of you. Be different. Introduce yourself as a Crip. Introduce yourself. Stay in your hood to uplift your hood. When many people tell you, go away. You shouldn't be here. But, you know what I'm saying? The marathon continues. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep striving. I done had my rough patch, but I'm bouncing back, and I'm ready to fucking go. This is Recorded Podcast. Photography, shout out to Cam Kirk Studios, man. They helped me so much. I thank you all, man. I thank you all, Ryder, man, Kavinci, Juice, man. Appreciate B Media for the class. Marco, shout out everybody, man. Shout out to everybody, man. I'm drawing a blank right now. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank, but I know it's going to come to me. But, man, the marathon continues. Keep your marathon going, whatever it is. It's a perfect time to start that crazy idea because these jobs don't give a fuck about us. They could fire us tomorrow just because they losing money. Pay attention. Whatever that crazy idea is, start on it. Write it down. I'm really starting to believe in the write it down theory. I need to write some things down. And just, man, believe in yourself. Believe that you're great. Believe that you're the one, and know the marathon continues.
One day, I'm gonna understand.
Thank you.
I was scrolling through social media and I ran across Twitter and I ran across a crazy story. The story was, forgive me, I don't know, Lauryn Hill's daughter. I don't know the name right now. I should have got that together. It's a growing podcast. But it was an interesting story about the relationship she had with her mom, Lauryn Hill, which is her mom, and Rohan Marley, which is her dad, which is a dad of the son of a Marley. And it just was, you know, very, very interesting to hear her talk about, you know, the things she was going through with her mom. And it was like abusive. She talked about how she got beat, like, you know, she would hold on to a chair. She went on her live and she would hold on to a chair. Her mom would get the belt and they would like hit her and stuff like that. And I'm sure many of us have got whoopings. We got beat growing up. And that's just like, for most black people, that's just like a way of life. You know, you act up, you kind of get beat. You know, for me, I don't really love it just because it's like, you know, like some slave shit. Like, you know, I'm going to beat you so you understand. But sometimes I think, you know, some kids could get disrespectful. You might have to, you know, pop them, hit them real quick to let them know, like, hey, you ain't the one. You don't pay no bills. Like, your shit don't stink. And I'm out here trying to save your life. I go to work every day to save your life. I love you, so I do these things for you. But she just talked about, you know, because of the things her mom was going through and her dad, the role, the negative role it played on her in her life. And it just really emotionally fucked her up. And she came on, it was about 2 hours, and she just spilled the beans about her life and what happened in her life and how emotionally damaging it was. But she also wanted to say that she wasn't saying all this to downplay her mom or her dad or anybody. She just wanted to uplift others, you know, that might share a similar story or know, just because, like, you have this superstar mom and stuff like that, it ain't even the greatest, you know. That song I just played was To Zion, and they said that he got it the worst because he was the oldest, you know. So this beautiful song that we love could have so much pain and hurt behind it. But Lauryn Hill, you know, she was saying, I ain't do nothing that everybody else didn't do, but that's very true. She's right. A lot of people got beat, and a lot of things are technically abuse. But the beauty of it is that what I really took from it and wanted to talk about is meeting people where they are. She said, you know, I meet my parents where they are in their healing journey, because we all are healing from something and hurting from something. And, you know, we just got to give patience and get time. And sometimes we might not ever get that apology from our parent or a person we are in a relationship. We may never get it. We may search for it, we may yearn for it, but the biggest apology we need is from ourselves. We need to learn to forgive ourselves and love ourselves, even if we have fucked up situations and predicaments we put ourselves in. We got to learn that we all not perfect. We all striving to be better. But like I said, I pray for that family. I hope everything's good with that family. And like I said, just meet people where they are. You can try to talk to somebody, but maybe they're not ready to hear it. But the number one healing you got to do is with yourself, man. It's been a lot, you know, going on. A lot going on, man. But, you know, you got to meet people where they are. You got to love yourself. And it's trying times, man, but we gonna make it through it, man. This is a recorded podcast, man. I thank you for listening. I want you to tell a friend to tell a friend, man. And hey, we gonna keep this going. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, thank you. This house, there's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
I said certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah. 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 Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got.
I don't know where you've been in the world, but I know you heard that song before. WAP. I know it's old. It's been out like a week now, but I was just across at Cam Kirk Studios last night doing a lighting class for photography, and I've seen that they're celebrating at Magic City. I guess they're doing a strip club tour to promote that song. It's the number one song in the country right now, WAP, man. But I really wanted to talk about, man, WAP. For that to be a crazy song, like, yo, like, are you serious? Like, let me just play you something. Shout out to Uncle Luke, what I grew up on.
Don't stop, pop that pussy, let me see your doo-doo brand.
Let's go, let's go work, let's go work, let's go work. This is some type of shit I grew up on. Being in the middle school dances, not knowing what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm doing something, you feel me? Shall I continue?
You gotta go with doing
it. Little Kim. This came out in 1996. Hardcore. A young me was listening to this shit. Hold up.
I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips to the shit. Handle it like a real bitch. Have the hunter. Janet Jack me. Take it in the bun. Yes, yes, what? I got Lynn in Switzerland.
I think you get my gist of where I'm going with that, man. Hey, these ladies is making songs. Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B. That shit is a fucking bop. That shit is a hit. I fuck with the City Girl. All that shit they be doing. These motherfuckers is making dope music over crazy beats, and they making it work. They making ladies feel sexy. They doing whatever. Megan Thee Stallion song coming in when I first heard of her was Big Ol' Freak. And Cardi B was Lil' Bitch, You Can't Fuck With Me If You Wanted To. Did any of those sound like nursery rhymes to y'all? I didn't think so. They didn't come in the game making songs for little kids. That's up to you and what you do with your time and what you do with your children, whether they listen to that shit or not. You know what I'm saying? But they doing they thing. They making they money. Hey, and ladies love it. They feel liberated. It's a new generation. It's a lot of sexual activity, sexual freedom. People are free to do whatever the fuck they want. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. But don't look to them as role models. They doing what they like to do. They doing what they love, and they making fucking hits. That song is a fucking hit, and you're an idiot if you don't think that shit is a hit. If you don't like it because of the content, that's cool. Turn it off. Don't listen to it. But the shit is dope. They taking old school flips. They making beats. They empowering women. They empowering sexuality. They empowering freedom. So who is anybody to tell them what to do and what not to do, man? Hey, I just want to say, man, thank you. Thank you, man. And hey, anybody out there that's going through something, man, just hit me. Just text me. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that, you know, man, hey, follow This Is Recorded on Instagram. And just hit me, man. Just text me. Hey, man, I'm open, man. I'm willing to speak. I'll find time for you. Anybody going through something, I thank you for supporting this podcast. I thank you for everything. I thank you for just listening, for supporting, and I ain't getting nobody, but I'm going to keep this thing. I got to stay consistent. I got to work hard. I got to be tired. I was trying to find a way to get the music in. I couldn't, you know, it's a lot of things, but I'm just not going to give up because I'm going to make it. So, Jay-Z, Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. They said the genius thing they did was not going to give up, so I'm not going to give up. I hope you don't never give up. I'm going to let this one ride, man, the G-Merrick, man. Hey, listen to it. Get with them. I hope you have a peaceful day, a peaceful week. And this is recorded.
Started. Starting to sound like the beginning to an end. Into the beginning. Call it wherever, I know that the Lord willing. Come take a ride with the drillers. Unapologetic for being all in my feelings. Knowing it was a hero that then died for the villains. I stretch my hands beyond to a place with no ceilings. Lord knows it's rarity in my realness. Rarely many don't survive this type of illness. They gon' feel it. See these scars, open incisions till I made a decision to give it to God. Yeah, he turned my dark nights into sunny days. Death was just thing. Hey, I am not afraid. Ay, went through the storm, the lightning, the pouring rain. These different strokes, yeah, you can see my growing pains. I'm taking the pain for what was put in my veins. And every loss, man, I counted as gain. Yeah.